Hey everybody, welcome back to Deadpool Daily, your daily dose of the Merc with a Mouth. I'm Logan, and this podcast is a member of the Film Dispenser Podcast Network, which you can find at filmdispenser.com or on iTunes or Stitcher. Just search Film Dispenser, all one word. One more day to go rate and review us on iTunes, guys, and you could get yourself a copy of the Deadpool coloring book. Only if you live in the U.S., though. Sorry, international listeners, if I have any. I don't know that I do. Hey, if you listen internationally, let me know. That would be awesome. Okay, so continuing with alternate universe Deadpools, since I talked about a few yesterday, I thought I'd dig out a comic I've never read that features a Deadpool appearance, J2, number 11. For those that don't know, J2 was part of Marvel's MC2 universe. It was this alternate future universe that kind of spun out of the What If comics. And it started with Spider-Girl, Peter Parker's daughter. And she had taken up the mantle and then went on to feature Wild Thing, J2, I think a couple of other characters had comics. It wasn't as long-lived as the Ultimate Universe, but it definitely had its fans. J2 was written by Tom DeFalco, and Ron Lim, a favorite artist of mine, was the penciler, with Al Milgrom, his frequent inker, on inks for this issue. So, here's a big shocker. I love the art in this book. The story revolves around this J2, who is the son of the original Juggernaut and has kind of taken up the mantle. I think he was the son. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I think I'm pretty sure I'm right that he was the son of the original Juggernaut. If I'm wrong, let me know. He is part of this new Avengers team, which features a character named American Dream, a female Captain America. And they're kind of training in this danger room type thing. Juggernaut's just kind of laughing off any of her, like, any of her help that she's trying to give him. And Jarvis, who's old as dirt by this point, shows up and says that, you know, American Dream has a package. And, I'm juvenile. And it's this amulet that she opens and sees it. She says, I have no time for this. And J2 picks it up and goes, I can't believe she just tossed this aside. And the amulet magically transports him to another world that he pops into, and a blind duck smoking a cigar carrying a stick is there waiting for him. And, you know, longtime Marvel fans will recognize that as Howard the Duck. And he's there to train American Dream, who was invited to this martial arts tournament. And, of course, she didn't come. It's Juggernaut. And so he's going to train Juggernaut instead. It's an invitational, kind of an invitational contest. And we see a version of Shang-Chi. We see Iron Fist. We see Luke Cage, I believe. It looks like Luke Cage. He's wearing the yellow kind of a yellow robe with black pants, and we see somebody I don't recognize. It's this guy kind of dressed all in white. He looks Spider-Man / Deadpool-ish. I'm not sure who he is. So and then we see a character that Deadpool fans will recognize as Weasel, kind of showing up and giving them the lay of the land, and saying, you know, use the practice area, we'll get started shortly. And so Howard keeps at kind of training J2, eventually accidentally kicks him in the head, and he transforms back into this young kid who is kind of Peter Parker-ish, not someone you'd expect to be the kid of a juggernaut. And while he's transformed, he starts kind of wandering the island. Howard gets frustrated and it's like, no, you're not what I expected. And so he abandons him. He starts wandering the island. And he wanders up on an old blind lady who is Blind Al, of course. And she freaks out because she's like, you're a kid. Like, you know, it's not supposed to be any innocent bystanders. You can't be here. And he winds up following her to where she goes to talk to Weasel and says, something's wrong, we gotta talk to Wade. And Weasel says, you can't talk to him now, you know how he gets before a whack, meaning a hit job. And that kind of freaks J2 out, and he gives himself away, and out pops Deadpool, wearing mostly like his original costume. He looks like he has a bionic arm though, so I'm not sure I understand that. Maybe at some point his arm doesn't ever grow back in this universe. But so Deadpool, you know, jumps on the kid and is gonna kind of, you know, get rid of him. And J2's not having it, transforms, or the kid isn't having it, transforms into J2. And Deadpool goes, you're that new juggernaut I've been reading about. Cool. And we see a smile through the mask, which you guys will know that I'm not a big fan of. But actually, it's Ron Lim art, so it's forgivable. It looks very menacing. So, yeah, he and Deadpool fight it out, and that's just the way it goes. It's a couple of panels, and you find out Deadpool created this kind of invitational martial arts tournament because he had nothing better to do. And when everybody else finds out, they kind of jump on and start beating his ass. J2 asks Howard, like, so what now? He goes, well, they'll fight, and then they'll eventually get to a point where they realize it's, you know, a big misunderstanding, and then they'll part ways, you know, amicably, and that's the end of that. And very meta kind of Deadpool moment, Juggernaut says, and people wonder why this genre no longer appeals to the mass market. And that's, you know, pretty much the end of the story. It's a ba-dum-bum. There's a backup featuring Wild Thing. I'm not going to get into that. If you pick up the book, you can read it. Just thought it'd be fun. Do some more alternate universe Deadpool. I might find another one tomorrow. Tomorrow. If there's any reviews, I'll probably read the reviews, talk about them, give shout outs to people, and announce the winner. So come back tomorrow, and we might talk a little bit more Deadpool. Maybe there will be some Deadpool news. Until then, tweet me at Deadpool1979. D-E-D-P-P-O. Sorry. Take two. D-E-D-P-O-O-L-1979. Email me, loosestaples@gmail.com. Follow me on Tumblr, deadpoolpodcast.tumblr.com.
This is my jam! Be all that you can be, that is what they told me. Made me all I can be, how they try to mold me. Mix a little bit of the best of the rest. Fight off Weapon X, well we'll see who's next. Deadpool! Can't expect a miracle, bet not a devil. I'm your best friend if you keep my money level. Never without a gun, I don't holler, flesh it out. Survivable plans, not plans I ever think about.
That's right, biatch. Keep those guns clean.
Yeah, clean as a whistle!